You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Yankees are a whole trash can. But don't ask Aaron Boone. He'll tell you, like, we're the nicer trash cans. We're the smoother, glossy paint trash cans. I believe in this trash can. Tony, up in the Bronx on the Fan. Tell us something, Tony.
Hey, Keith, man. You make me laugh, man. But it's so true, man. Boone just comes out like everything is beautiful, you know? It's like perfect. We're gonna get back on it, and it's like,
yeah. Every night, put the lipstick on the pig. It's a whole pig, but we got some expensive lipstick to dress this pig up, and you'll be fooled. You'll go to bed like, all right, that pig is not that much of an ugly ass pig.
Yo, Keith, I gotta tell you, man. I mean, I called you the first week you came on the air, bro, and I loved it when you came on, man. I was like, oh, no doubt, definitely. My son was born this year, right? So 2025. And so I'm going to, like, talk to my son about 2025, what the Yanks did. Now, I got pics and everything, and we got all the portraits and everything. I'm talking J.C. Penney portraits, okay, bro? And I'm like, I got them in Yankee gear. We got pinstripe jerseys and everything. But I'm like, when he gets to me on the how about my year when I was born? How was that? You know, I got to explain all that to him. We dropped first place July 2nd, and this team was like crumbling. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I love my Yanks, but I mean, is this someone that can take Volpe aside and just like, never mind his whole interviews, his post-game interviews. Oh, I'm going to stay hustling. I'm going to keep doing it the same way.
One is above being benched. No one is above being sat down. No one is above, if you're not performing, you do not play. But they default into this because of the roster construction. They have no other option. And they also die hard on their own trades, contracts, and decisions. It was their decision to let Volpe win the job in 2023, the year that my son was born. When you want to talk about, like, my son was born, yeah. I was in the hospital watching them give up, I think, 9 runs in the first inning to the Minnesota Twins. My son will never know about 2023 season.
I heard you saying that. And I was like, so, wow, and then my time's coming. Right? But let me tell you, and on July 24th, I mean, my kid was born on March 24th. We had the Mets and the Yanks in spring training, and I had to record it, man.
God bless you, Tony, and God bless your son and your family and all the Yankee fans that are making young Yankee fans. I brought my son to the game Sunday. I didn't get to see all the home runs or whatever. I saw the first 3 innings. He heard the day-o, and I taught him the day-o, and then we're watching the Yankees play the Blue Jays, and they hit a day-o in the Rogers Center, and my son goes, day-o, Yankee game, P. people do that. Yankee game, I'm like, okay, he's learning. But I am the dad that's like, am I putting my son into pain, suffering, and misery like I have? Because I'm an old man now. And I'm passing this down. He's inherited that from me. There's only one team that I've put on him. He doesn't have to be a fan of the stupid football team I picked when I was a kid. He doesn't have to be a fan of the stupid basketball team I picked when I was a teenager. But the Yankees, I'm like, am I also putting, like, I don't know. Because I don't see any changes coming, folks. 888-808-1019. This is who they are. This is the modern-day Yankees, the participation trophy Yankees. After that game, they are told, good effort. We're confident in you. You got to win that game. You got to come back and win that game. And you know what you lost that game on ultimately in the end once you did come? The big fundies. The fundamentals. And all of your decisions always come back to bite you. Ben Rice is behind the plate catching, what, his fourth game? Maybe his fifth game? How much has he caught Devin Williams? The airbender. And when you get into that eighth inning, you pitch Devin Williams there because he's your most elite guy. And in my mind, I think you're playing for the opportunity to maybe take the lead in the ninth and hold that with Loaisiga? Or, I don't know, or would you bring Williams back out if that went differently? Because you don't win on the road an extra inning, so I don't know. But ultimately, George Springer is a pest. Annoying AF. And they have scouting reports, and they have a manager, and they're probably like, yo, there is a rookie behind the dish, a rookie catcher behind the dish, a guy that's caught a handful of games. You can count on one hand how many games he's been behind the dish. With Devin Williams, who throws an airbender changeup with movement, and when he doesn't land it, just spit on it, and you can work a walk. George Springer, that inning, worked a walk, stole second, and then they pull the, IBB on Vladdy that got pulled on Judge. Okay. Alejandro Kirk, fly ball. Springer's able to tag up in advance. Next thing you know, Devin Williams yanks a pitch. And I'm not mad at Ben Rice. It's tough. Ben Rice is not able to block it, keep in front of wild pitch. Springer scores. And then Addison Barger makes it 11-9. I'm just sitting there like, what's the use? What's the use? They battle back through all that. They make some moves to come back just to set you up for failure. And that one hurt. That one hurt because that one lost the game, the series, and first place. And it's all compounded. Everything kind of just comes back to bite you. Devin Williams, you worked to get his confidence up. And I saw his confidence. It was fleeting in that inning. You bring him out in the eighth and you have to because you don't have anything in his bullpen. But I could see his confidence fleeting after, he had runners on. And that's another thing, right, with Devin Williams. We already know that. Like, if we were going to get to a 10th inning, they don't want to bring him out there with an inherited runner. So, I mean, you end up losing a game like that. It is what it is. TJ is in Reading on the Fan. What's up, TJ?
How you doing, pal?
I've been a lot better. It sucks because, like, I don't know why. Even I'm sitting there today, I'm like, yo, nobody even made me like baseball. Like, nobody did this to me. I did this to myself.
I'll tell you what. I got something that'll cheer you up, all right?
Okay.
Every team is going to win 60 games. Every team's going to lose 60 games. It's what you do in between, right? We're in between right now, and we're going to be just fine.
Nah, but we got to be better than just fine. I know that they're going to be just fine. What scares me is these little fundamental things, these little issues rear their head in October, and it's another year of the drought. It's another year of pain, and they come up short in the DS or the CS or ultimately another world. I can't lose back-to-back World Series. Like they have enough talent, but I just don't think they have the mentality or the direction to get it done, and I don't know what they're going to do at the deadline. It's all unraveling in front of our eyes.
I hear you, but I just got done watching a doubleheader. I got to see Lombard Jr., and the kid looks good. He's a stud. His defense looks amazing. He's athletic. He was playing here in Reading. And Somerset, back-to-back wins tonight. kid looked good.
Yeah, thanks for the call and the positive energy. It's not even like at this point I don't need cheering up. At this point I've accepted it. Like at this point I've accepted. Like they went to Toronto with the division on the line. With, you know, what are they? I think I saw somewhere, I don't know, I got to actually go look this up. Someone tweeted out, they have the worst record in the American League East. They're 10-15 against the American League East. They're the only American League East team with a losing record against AL East teams. They got punked. They got chumped. Will Warren gave the game away. They battled back and they couldn't do it. Big G on my screen right now. Perfect time for Big G to come. You know, Judge just missed that homer off the wall in center. And then G comes up and does it. I'm like, we got a game here, folks. Like, that's what sucks. A lot of people tuned out. A lot of people turned that game off. And they rallied and they fought back. And you're in the game because you're watching the moves and the things that are going on. You know, positives, good news. Trent Grisham is fine. Austin Wells got in the game. Those guys are okay. You know? So also some good news. Like, Ian Hamilton went out there and did the job. You know, they got to use Tim Hill as much as possible. He ends up getting got a bit. But ultimately, it fell on Devin Williams, your most elite closer, who you had to repair this guy's confidence. And in that eighth inning, that was the game. That was the game. Judge, clutch. As many people want to say Judge isn't clutch, Judgey, I see you. They pitch to you, you make them pay. This guy was Yimmy Garcia. You know, other guys can come off the IL and give it up too, like Luke Weaver did. Yimmy Garcia. Anyway, back to the phone. Avery in Manhattan on the fan. How you feeling?
Keith, I was going to call and tell you. I was going to do it a whole opener, and I was going to say, you know, really, I'm juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. because I am. But I had to change it to this. I had to say it anyway, but I had to change it to this. I turn on my TV, and ESPN is on, and they're showing Clayton Kershaw highlights. I don't know why,
well,
but that's what's on.
Congratulations to Clayton Kershaw. You know why now, right?
Something.
You know why?
No, I don't remember. I didn't pay enough attention
to
it.
Well, Clayton Kershaw, half an hour ago, reached 3,000 strikeouts. Hall of Famer.
I knew that was coming. I didn't know when. Well, congratulations to Clayton Kershaw. I wasn't going to say anything to knock Clayton Kershaw. I was going to say something to knock DJ LeMahieu.
Okay, go for it.
Or really the Yankees. Because I saw one of the things that I saw that eclipsed briefly was his 15 strikeout game in 2014. And it shows DJ LeMahieu striking out in 2014, Keith. He was striking out in 2014. What does that mean he's doing in 2025? But I mean,
he's with the Rockies?
I had to say that. He must have been with the Rockies, right?
Yeah,
but like my point is that the as much as we can knock the offense for not coming through with runners in scoring position, even though they did today, it's the bullpen and the defense, Keith. The defense again, the defense that they went out this offseason to repair. I'm sure you saw the Chris Kirschner article. It's the same problems coming up again, Keith.
Yeah.
And I see a tie game late and them blowing it. Late.
I just
why
like,
do they blow it?
But see, that's why I'm not even mad. I didn't even mention that with Jazz, right? In the seventh, Jazz got a throwing error. But like, I feel bad for Jazz. After reading that Kirschner article, I'm like, this guy didn't ask to be traded here. He loves to be traded here. And he loves being a Yankee, the prince of the city so much. He's not going to put up a fuss or fight. He saw what Gleyber Torres did last year. Gleyber Torres decided that he wouldn't move to third base. So Jazz did. And Jazz has to come out and say, everybody knows I'm a second baseman, right? And stay with me, Avery, because this is Yankee arrogance, and this is the Yankee way. They did not have this man prepare to play third base at all in the offseason. After throwing him there last year, forever it is in his conscience and in our minds and in Yankeeography, the World Series where he's at third base and Volpe spikes the throw, he can't get to the throw, whatever. Now, we are in a position where he is playing third base because they got to play DJ LeMahieu to get a little bit of a return on investment on the $15 million that they pay DJ. Also, DJ he's got relationships in there, so they play him. DJ is somebody that should have been cut. They should have cut their losses last year. And now it's come back that, like, oh, Judge and some other teammates stepped up so that he wouldn't be DFA'd last year. So how do we get to this year where they won't play DJ at third? I was going back and forth with my guy Johnny Lasagna on Twitter. They won't play DJ at third. Definitely not on the turf.
I don't think they can.
He can't play. He can't move at second. So you can't put him at third. He also can't make the throws across the diamond. Jazz is more athletic and has a stronger arm, but it's not his natural position. He's learning on the fly. He makes mistakes, and I can't even be mad at him anymore because he's taking on this responsibility that is on Brian Cashman.
Mm-hmm.
They could have signed someone in the offseason. They could have traded for someone in the offseason. The trade deadline is the last time you could trade for someone. They could have made a move to get somebody. Last year, when they didn't like the options at third base, way before we even smelled a Jazz trade, last year when it was Cabrera and it was DJ, and DJ fouled a ball off his foot, they went out and they traded for John Birdie. They didn't trust Oswaldo. This year, Oswaldo actually was getting some run and was doing all right. And now we sorely miss Oswaldo because we're in this situation where they defaulted into throwing Jazz over there. DJ has to play every day, batting ninth. And it's just stupid. Is this the New York Yankees? Is this the mecca of baseball? Is this supposed to be the highest level of competition, a gold standard of excellence, a team that went to the World Series last year and is hell-bent on being a champion and getting back? If so, you're throwing away games. And I know it's 162, but you guys keep saying that. And people keep telling me that. It's not about that. We've been going through this nonsense for a long time. When does it end?
It ends when they win a championship, which at this rate isn't looking like it's going to be any.
There are 29 teams and the New York Yankees and all of these other teams, they're in the way. And nobody fears the Yankees anymore. And anybody can step up. It can be a Addison Barger could step up and get right against the Yankees.
And you know what? You know he's going to also. You know he's going to. And if you're the Yankees, you should know as much as we should know, and as much as we do know, that the nothing guys or the nobodies or the guys who have been struggling are going to come and they're going to see the Yankees, and it's going to be like, oh, it's the New York Yankees. If I get a hit against the New York Yankees, it's like I got 10 hits against the Minnesota Twins.
Sure. Everybody's going to see. They've got the most fans. They get the most attention. I'll be on SportsCenter. I'll be on MLB Central. Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. It's raining, but it's not rain on my head. I know it's not rain. I've known for years. I've known for the last, I don't know, 4, 8, 16 years. It's not good enough. Volpe is not good enough. And you know what? If you believe in the kid, actually do the right thing then. If you believe in the kid, stop throwing him out there to fail over and over again because it's tearing up his confidence. His approach at the plate is off. It carries over into defense where now your defense has a third baseman who doesn't play third base. He has played center field. He has played second base, shortstop. I think all of those positions more than he has played third base. You have a shortstop who has the yips now because the pressure of the world is on him as the Yankee shortstop, a marquee position, a kid that grew up a Yankee fan who wants to be everything that everybody wants him to be. And the world keeps throwing stuff out like, they told us he was the next Derek Jeter. No, they didn't. Oh, he was ranked with Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt and all these other guys. Like, bro, we're looking at an all-star game where this kid, Jacob Wilson from the A's, he's the starting shortstop in the All-Star game for the American League as a rookie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's filthy. I was looking up his stats today. 339 average, 108 hits, 40 ribbies, 9 homers, an 853 OPS. He just stepped into the... But I think his pops played. He's got the bloodlines. Like, these kids do exist out here. Like, do the right thing and let this guy reset. I think it was the wrong thing saying, hey, you're our shortstop in 2023. We believe in you. We're not sending you down. Because here we are now, 3 years later. Where is the development? Where is the progress? All of these things are compounded. In South Jersey, let's go to Mark on the fan next. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. It's not the reason why I called, but one quick thing. You're talking about catches. I realized as I was on the phone that they don't have any veteran catchers that were in the major leagues for a while. So there's no, like, Brian McCain or something like that to go over Ben Rice and be like, hey, I saw you do that wrong. Maybe you should do something like that.
Wells talked to him, but it, like, Wells is a whole second-year player.
For about 6 days.
Right. Ascara was out of the league. This goes back to roster construction. We have three left-handed catchers. None of them are good.
And also about Volpe, it's not Volpe specific. I think it's Dominguez. I think the same thing happened with Torres. We've been hearing about these guys since they're 18, and they put so much pressure on them. Why do they keep on talking about this process? We already hear about Lombard and this one and that one. Just stop talking about them. And then when they come up, we'll see if they're good or not. It's just relax. Stop overrating your prospects. And then when they come up, we'll see. You're putting so much extra pressure on them.
Yeah, I don't know. And even with George Lombard, I went down to Somerset. I got to meet the kid. I seen the kid. He looks the part. But, like, we got to pump our brakes on that. He's still a couple years away. And I don't put it so much on the Yankees for hyping up their prospects. It's Yankee fans hyping up the prospects. Thanks for the call, Mark. And I know that video is circulating right now. Brian Cashman at the GM meetings 2 years ago in Arizona. And I remember being on air. And it was Joel Sherman who was questioning him. And he was on the defensive. Understandably so. It was coming off the 2023 season. 82-80, missing the postseason. You know, Cashman went out there to tell everybody, we're pretty good at this. But it comes off as arrogance. It comes off as Yankee arrogance. You're living off the past. Oh, Keith, they made it to the World Series last year. Yeah, and you know what people will tell you? The American League is weak as hell. Who did they beat? The Guardians, the Royals, and then what happened when they ran into an actual good team? They embarrassed themselves and all of us. And here we are, getting laughed at, being embarrassed again with the little fundamental things, errors, pass balls, terrible at bats, swinging at, like, you know. And it's been going on for a while now where, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want anybody to tell me, yo, chill out. It's a long season. I know it's a long season, but ultimately the long road ends to the same end. Ultimately, it ends the same way. Not in a parade. Let's go to John in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, John?
Hi. I have a really crazy thought. I'm not sure if you would agree to it. What would you say to... I think Judge, he's really... He looks like he's a great player. It seems like he's destroying the team. He's the captain. He strikes out so often. We can't handle it. The team cannot handle it. I spoke to Judge about this. I met him in person. I spoke to him. I asked him. I told him, you're a little washed.
That's a good one, though. Like, I let you go for a little bit. It wasn't well executed, but it started off, you know, the way you delivered it. Like, you know, one, your topic was Yankee pitching. Two, it was like, I thought you were going to say something that, like, I, you know. But then when you going on Judge, probably a Met fan. I mean, we could talk about the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I'm happy for y'all. I really am. You know, you got Pete Crow Armstrong and Javi Baez in the All-Star game this year. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
You got to chill over there, bro.
I'm like, don't get me started. Because I came in positive, you know. I do know what's coming up this weekend. But I got no confidence in the Yankees this weekend. So I'm not even going to stir the pot on y'all. I'm not even stirring the pot for the Subway Series and the rivalry. I don't care. I don't know how many people have asked me, am I going to these games? Hell no. You think I want to go to Citi Field with this current version of the Yankees and be in a living hell? No.
On July 4th?
When I could be at the pool, I could be at somebody's barbecue, eating all their free food.
Not sitting in traffic.
No, I'm definitely not. I hate driving to Queens from Jersey. Impossible. Nah, not going to be me. I'm going to be somewhere sauced up. Probably listening to Dave and Susan.
As it was intended.
Shout out to Dave.
Right here on the Fan all weekend, everybody. Make sure you get your listens in. While you're at the barbecues.
I after Devin Williams gave it up in the eighth, I listened to the end of the game, and I'm just like, I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad at everything. And I love Dave. He's a good dude. He's a pro, and he's an old school pro. So he calls the game neutral. But I'm a Yankee fan. I don't want to hear so much excitement in your voice when the Blue Jays win. I don't like that. I'm like, Dave, we just lost a game that we came back in from down 7-0 to lose the series and lose our lead in first place. I don't want to hear. And the Blue Jays with no. Rodney in Brooklyn on the Fan before we get to the next break. What's up, Rod?
I'm so appalled. Oh, man. Keith, you hit it on the head with the Dave Sims thing. I wanted to say that to him, too. Like, I know you're a long-time Mariners, but come on. You got to have some Yankee blood here.
I mean, it's just like we are down tremendous. I don't want to hear any joy. I don't want to hear any positivity about anybody else in baseball suffer with us.
Yes. That's why, you hit that on the head. That wasn't even going to be my topic, but that's a good point. But what I was going to say is, and thanks for taking my call. You know how we rock. So I think Matt Blake should be the coach. I think they should get rid of Boone. I think Boone lost the team. All of this, like you said, with the fundamentals.
Hold on, Rodney. Your connection is crackling. I didn't hang up on you. Try to relocate. Let me answer what you just said, and I'm going to bring you back, and hopefully you're good. Matt Blake cannot be the coach. Matt Blake is a specific coach, a pitching coach, and he's done a masterful job with what he's had in these last few years that they give him anything. I mean, he's helped turn a lot of these guys that nobody wanted into something. You know, Tim Hill was a White Sox. I know he hated being on the south side of Chicago. He's a weapon for the Yankees. Luke Weaver was a Cashman consideration. Cashman found him for cash considerations or something like that. I don't know where they found him. I know he was a Cardinal. Nobody wanted him. You know, and even his work with Rodon this year. And I give Max Fried credit for Rodon and Schmidt. Both of them have talked about how, you know, great Max Fried has been. But no, again, I remind y'all, there is one manager. There is one leader of these Yankees, and it's Aaron Boone. And he never managed any other team. And he came in to do the bidding of Cashman in the front office, which is, hey, let's work on this and let's collaborate on this. This is going to be a collaborative effort. Never bash our players. Never give the media and the fans anything. When the going gets tough, don't do that at all. You know, tell them the sun is shining when it's pouring rain. And we'll be all right because we're the New York Yankees. We're really good. Like, before we go to break, that's the whole thing. That is the whole problem. And I know y'all love Mike Francesa, right? That's the GOAT. Mike Francesa put out a tweet at 11 o'clock. Boom. We think we are really good. And Mike says, that is the essence of the problem. that you go to sleep at night thinking you're good. You know what? I think some of the best people, like, I think I'm decent at the radio, but I go to sleep at night with imposter syndrome. I gotta get better. I gotta read more articles. I gotta learn more things. I gotta work on more tactics. I gotta work on more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always gotta be sharpening your sword. You've always gotta be improving. You can never just think you're good. Let's do big shot of the night when we come back, just to switch up the mood. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots. And this guy is one of the kings of New York. He had been in a slump, but you know what? Changed the lineup, changed everything. Francisco Lindor on Francisco Lindor Puerto Rico themed jersey night. He comes through. When he homers, more than likely the Mets will win. And he drove in some runs late, and I think now you got to leave him there. He also becomes the starter for the National League All-Star Game, making his first All-Star as a Met after being snubbed last year. You got to be feeling good about the pseudo-captain of the team making it happen with the Mets tonight. Francisco Lindor, your big shot of the night. 888-808-1019. Let's hear from Francisco Lindor after the game today. After he goes 3-for-4 with a homer and 3 ribbies. Let's hear what he had to say about not leading off. Like, there's some people that might think, like, hey, if you lose the leadoff job or whatever. Like, I think, again, with Mendy, and tip your cap to Mendy, this was a losing streak. This was a doubleheader where you don't want to get swept in your building in the doubleheader. You have to make a change. I don't think it was an overreaction, or I don't think it was a desperate move. I think it was a needed move. Like, Tommy suggested a zone offense. Evan was picking names out of a hat. Like, people were calling and suggesting all type of things, from Soto leading off to whatever. So it worked today. Let's hear from Lindor himself on not hitting first.
It's weird not playing shortstop. that was weird. Hitting wherever in the lineup, I'm still going to go and do me. You know, I'm Francisco Lindor, and I am who I am wherever I am in the lineup. But it was weird to be a DH. That's weird. That's different.
He's Francisco Lindor. I don't mind him speaking in the third person, because he's like that. And even while he was struggling, you know, people were wondering, like, you know, why aren't they calling out Lindor? Because he's Francisco Lindor. He put the team on his back last year while his back was hurt. And, like, this year, he had enough moments and got respect from being the runner-up in the National League MVP last year, where, yeah, he's the guy. He's the starting shortstop in the All-Star game. Let's hear him reacting to that news today.
This is something that you can't take for granted. It's a fantastic event. We're honored and blessed to be able to be even somewhere near it. I was extremely happy and proud and ecstatic.
Good. Met fans, call me up and don't troll. My boy Dre said that wasn't a Met fan. That was a Toronto Blue Jays fan. Maybe. Can they listen to the Odyssey app up there and blame Canada?
Hey, I mean, listen, I think we're on the Google Play app. We're on the Apple Play yeah. app. I don't know.
Nah, I'm crazy. Sure.
I don't have the Apple. I got a Samsung.
Where there's a will, there's a way. I was on Sportsnet 590 earlier this week, and I know they listen. I know for a fact that shout out to Blake Murphy and, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays Talk Live, Blue Jays Talk Plus that I was on this week. Sucks. It sucks. I can't take it, man. Because I'm on there, I'm talking like the Yankees are going to go in there and handle business, because I've seen them go to Toronto and handle business so much. And they lose 3 in a row. And they lose the series. And they lose in 3 different ways. And let's hear what the Yankee fans have to say about it. We'll go back to Rodney, because Rodney, you know, he called before. He was a little staticky. We were up against the break. I didn't hang up on him. He suggested that the Yankees hire Matt Blake as the manager. And that's not going to happen. If they were to fire Aaron Boone, it would not be a succession plan of Matt Blake as the heir to Boone. He's a pitching guy. He's a pitching lab guy. I think when he came from Cleveland, like, he is a pitching coach. But shout out to him. And that made me think of something during the break. This game started off with all bad vibes and energy, right? Because when they came into the game, Matt Blake was drawn with the home plate ump. on his way to the mound talking to Will Warren. And then Aaron Boone yelled at the home plate ump, too. There was a ball outside, I think, when he walked Vladdy, and he had a battle with Vladdy, and he ended up losing it. And, you know, Boone has relaxed on the umps. He's only been tossed three times at this halfway point, and he didn't get tossed in this game, but I'm like, it just never helps. The ball was outside. They showed it on the Yes Cam. And then, you know, Springer singles. Warren walks Vladdy. Bases loaded, no outs, and then it was trouble. Two-run double from Alejandro Kirk, Addison Barger, first pitch, three-run homer, 5-0, Davis Schneider, homer, 7-0, and I'm just like, the game is over. We're done. But let's give them a participation trophy for fighting back. Rodney in Brooklyn on the Fan. What up, Rod?
What's going on? How's my connection now? Better?
Yeah, a little better. Not as much snap, crackle, and pop.
All right, cool. No Rice Krispies. But yeah, I'm still sticking with the Matt Blake thing. I know you said there's no succession plan, but I mean, a lot of our problems, like, are managing the bullpen late in the game, and it's not a permanent solution, I don't think, but at least for the rest of the year, because I still feel like Boone's lost his team. I mean, the other night when we lost, I think we were tied 4-4, and then I look up and we lost like 14-5 or something crazy. And I'm like, nah, that shows no heart. It shows that the players may have checked out a little bit, in my opinion. And I think that falls on the manager, I'm not going to go higher than that right now, but I just think that Matt Blake would be a better option for the rest of the year. And then, look, with the Yankees, there's going to be a bunch of big-time managers that's going to want to manage Aaron Judge in his prime. Cole's coming back next year. I'm not already looking at next year, but I think this year, I think they have to make that move and get Boone out of there. I mean, I'm adamant about that.
Heard you. Thanks for the call, Rodney. 888-808-1019. Matt Blake is a pitching coach. If they were to fire Boone, Brad Ausmus, the bench coach would step up. The same way when Boone gets tossed, Brad Ausmus takes his position there. They're not firing Boone. This is a bad stretch. But as much of a bad stretch as it is for us as fans, they aren't worried about it. Boone talked the other night where he said, you know, they asked him about him being worried about this stretch, and he said something along the lines of, I worry about this team when we're doing well. I worry about this team when we're doing bad. I try not to be emotional about it. I'm emotional about it. I'm a fan. You're emotional about it. You're a fan. And if you're a fan of a certain age, it doesn't matter what age you are, because these young fans have never seen a championship, have never seen a World Series victory. And then the older fans, like the fans that are old enough that have seen more than one, what we're realizing is those days are gone. Like that mentality is gone. At least we had that. It wasn't going to last forever. And it ain't coming back with this pat you on the back, tell you you're the best in the world, tell you you're good. Like, nah, there needs to be some people pissed off about this. There needs to be some people held accountable, responsible for this. But how? How? It starts at the top. Brian Cashman's not making any trades to make this team better. Brian Cashman's not calling for anybody to be sat down. It's his team that he put together. It's his roster construction. And you know what? All the little cracks in the armor, they're exposed. Like tonight, like Devin Williams. Yeah, Devin Williams was going good. But then Devin Williams is in the game with Ben Rice catching, who hasn't had that much major league experience catching. And he gets into a little bit of trouble. And his confidence isn't there. He folds. A little bit of trouble. And Devin Williams is yanking pitches. And you can see it in his body language. Like, I hate that we came back to this, but this is part of what I feared. Early in the year when I was like, yo, it's not going to work with Devin Williams. Yeah, we got him right. But ultimately, if he's not perfect, he goes into the tank. He strikes out the first batter, and I'm like, okay, cool. But then Springer works a walk, steals a base. That's also on Devin Williams and Ben Rice. Springer is a heads-up guy. He's a pest. They walk Vladdy, and then Kirk flies out. Next thing you know, Springer's on. I felt it all coming. Wild pitch. Springer's on third, and that wild pitch gets yanked. Ben Rice can't block it, and it's like, well, forget about it, man. And then he can't overcome it. He can't lock in and forget about it. Short-term memory, you know?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The next hitter, Addison Barger drives a single. You know, it is what it is, bro. It just sucks because it's like, I don't know who else they would have thrown. There was nobody else to throw. I was with the decision to throw him there. I was with the decision to throw him there with the game tied. But he couldn't get us a one, two, three inning there. And it turned into insurance runs for them where you don't even get to extra innings. And you just know they're cooked. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it was fun. It was an exciting game. It was an exciting game. But ultimately, it's another loss. Jeff is down in Florida on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so it's... It's just kind of interesting how the parallels between the Mets and Yankees, how they both started out so hot and look like there's going to be 2000 again, and you know Soto back in the World Series against the Yankees. But it's very interesting how they both can't win on the road. So they're both 1-8 in their last 9 road games, which might be good for the Mets considering where the Subway Series is this weekend. But I feel like for the Yankees' perspective, as today, I guess now, is such a huge game. I know it's 1-162, but you're either, you know, possibly in third place, depending on what Tampa does. I don't even know if they're playing, but or you're in first, and you could say at least we got out of here, you know, ahead of Toronto. I think, and especially the fact that they fought, and you know, like I said, I think that's you know, it would never happen. But if Boone ever did get fired, Cashman should be the one to manage the team because he's been there forever. But I mean, obviously that's not going to happen. He's managing the team anyway. I mean,
it's a collaborative effort. Like yeah. He's clearly they're in this together. Thanks for the call, Jeff. And you know what I took from your call that I really do hope, trying to woo-saw positive energy. The fact that they were able to rally, the fact that Stanton homered, the fact that Judge had a clutch homer. The fact that they saw themselves as the team that they think is so good that they don't worry about. Like, they did see themselves coming back in this game, not just completely folding, having good at-bats, right? The fact that the bottom of the order came through to get them on the board. Like, hopefully they turn that into, okay, tomorrow we got to start right away. Clark Schmidt on the mound. Clark, get back to being Clark Schmidt, locking in scoreless innings, and let's leave here before we go back to New York. And that's the other thing you said. you know, the Mets, before we go back to New York and face the Mets, let's leave here with a win. Because we're walking into a holiday weekend in Citi Field where, like, the series does not have the juice that it should have. It's not going to have anywhere near the juice that it had in May. But it's the Subway Series. It's New York. It's a holiday weekend. There are superstar players. Lindor just got right. Who knows? Maybe Pete Alonso gets right in this next game. And it's a collision course. Two teams in New York that desperately need that series. 888-808-1019. If the Mets are able to sweep the Yankees, we're spiraling. The Yankee universe, we're 1 foot into the All-Star break. And we're doom and gloom, and we're not feeling positive about the trade deadline and what could happen with this team, and they can't get swept. Now, I'm confident in the pitching, who they have lined up pitching-wise, but anything can happen with these guys. The Yankees should take that series. The way the Mets are playing, the way the Mets have been playing, the way that the Mets pitching is in shambles, the Yankees are healthy. Even what I said today, another positive. Hey, Trent Grisham entered this game. Austin Wells entered this game. We just had two scares with those guys thinking that they were going to be out. They're not out. The Yankees have their full complement of guys outside of Yarby, Fernando Cruz, Oswaldo Cabrera. You know, but like they should have a slight advantage to beat the Mets. But Mendoza might outmanage Aaron Boone. Juan Soto might just be like, hey, I need my get back from the first series in the Bronx. No, I'm gonna go off in this series in front of my fans in my building. I don't know. It's coming up. They got to figure out a way to win. There's just so many little things that have stood out through this stretch of bad baseball that when does it end? When does it give? When do they force the issue? When do they make a drastic change? They're not. They're going to stay the course because it's 162 and we just got to the halfway point and, you know, we're not going to freak out. We're not going to be irrational. And Volpe is a impact player or a positive player or a plus player, whatever they want to call Volpe. And DJ LeMahieu, he's got relationships in the building. That's another sidebar I had in my note. And I talked about DJ. But today we learned that Alex Verdugo got DFA'd. Jerickson Profar is back. His 80-game suspension is up. Today, Alex Verdugo got DFA'd, and it started a little bit of conversation on Yankees Twitter. My guy, the Yankee librarian, Joe Rondazzo, shout out to him. We used to work at Bronx Pinstripes together. Not for any money, but we used to work for Bronx Pinstripes for free because we were Yankee fans and just maybe we'd get some tickets here and there. But he put out, you know, Alex Verdugo made a World Series roster but can't make a baseball team less than 360 days later. Brian Cashman, 101. And not even just any team, a fourth-place team in the Braves. And, it was obviously because Profar was coming back, but it made people think about how much run Alex Verdugo got last year. How much run Anthony Rizzo got last year. How much run DJ LeMahieu is still getting these last 3 years. And then I put my thinking cap on and I said, if this is Cashman 101, Judge deserves some blame too. Because GM Judge, like Judge specifically wanted Verdugo here. He vocalized that he wanted Verdugo here. Rizzo and Judge, their dogs were best friends. And like, you know, Rizzo and Judge were BFF as well. And then it came up. Hubs from Barstool. I remember him being on this last year, and I didn't lean into it because it didn't even really matter. But I saw on Twitter today, right? There was last year, based on reports, Aaron Judge, along with other New York Yankees veterans, reportedly intervened to prevent the team from designating DJ LeMahieu for assignment last year. And Hubs doubled down on it. He said, yeah, I put this out there a while ago, and it was confirmed by beat guys. There were reporters that confirmed this last year. So the Yankees will die hard on their trades. They traded for Verdugo. They traded for Rizzo. They will die hard on their contracts. They gave contracts to a guy like DJ LeMahieu, a six-year, $90 million contract. We're in year five of it. They're seeing it through. And their decisions. They decided to bring Anthony Volpe up when he won a competition that took place in February and March, And then they said, you're the shortstop no matter what. You're not getting DFA'd. No matter what, if you struggle, we're not going to rest you. You're young. You're going to play every day. You'll get some rest days here and there, but there is no other backup, no other option. We're not even going to bring a veteran in to compete with you, potentially a utility guy. Like, you're the guy. Through good and bad, ups and downs, we'll be able to overcome it because we have Aaron Judge. Jazz, we traded for you, and we wanted to move Gleyber Torres to third base. Gleyber had played shortstop. Gleyber knew. And congrats to Gleyber Torres as we're talking about the All-Star game tonight. Gleyber Torres is starting in the All-Star game at second base. Good for him. Beard power. On the year that the Yankees allow beards, he grows out a thick beard. He's having a hell of a year with the Detroit Tigers, where there is nowhere near as, you know, the amount of pressure as the Yankees. But more and more, I realize Gleyber was a huge scapegoat. We talk about whipping boys. Like, Gleyber was a whipping boy. We put a lot on Gleyber Torres. And Gleyber Torres hit last year. And Gleyber Torres did make some plays, but we always wanted to lean into he's a bonehead. He's a low IQ player. He's a losing player. It's the whole organization. It's not just one guy. He's not there now. We can't blame him now for the lack of fundamentals, the errors, the mistakes, playing guys out of position, the approach at the plate. You know, John is in Bayonne next on the Fan. John, tell me something before we go to the break.
Keith, you hit a home run every time I talk to you, because when it comes down to you, you're younger than me, but you believe in baseball. And it comes down to it, I'm a baseball fanatic. I'm 66 years old. I lived through the good times and I lived through the bad times. But when it comes down to it, Cashman's got to go. Boone's got to go. When Joe Torre is general manager, Joe Girardi as the manager, and John Flaherty as the bench coach, and we'll get this team rocking and rolling, because guess what? They're not our best friends, you know, Judge and everybody. We got to get ball plays out there. I mean, come on. We're not here to get to the playoffs. We're not here to get to the World Series. We're here to win the World Series.
Thanks for the call, John. And thanks for, you know, the suggestion and even, you know, giving me respect on the way in. But I got to disagree with you, because I know they're never doing that. Joe Torre, Joe Girardi, shout out to Flash. Like, no. They want those guys on the broadcast. They don't get to influence any decision making. They would never do that. But you're 100% right what you said about it. Like, this is business. And before we go to break here and get into this last hour, the Yankees do so much business. But if they actually got down to business, brass tacks, and like ruled with an iron fist, you're not good enough, you're not cutting it, and put together the best team that they could buy, the best team that they could field, and win a World Series, cha-ching! Big business. You thought you made money hosting all three of the World Series games that you could host? Losing like that? Win the World Series and sell all that merch. Win the World Series and have all those parties. Win the World Series and have that parade. And win the World Series in 2025 or 2026 when Cole comes back. And it's going to be the shiniest World Series you own. It's going to be in 4K. We're all going to have it in our phones. It'll never go away. It'll never be grainy. We'll never forget it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour to go. BRB.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.